Welcome to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm Simona McNeil, a freedom from fear and visibility coach who helps women outsmart fear, doubt, and shame so they can go from dreamer to doer, one small action at a time. I'll be your host over the next 4 days, and I'm so excited to share these 20 plus interviews with you. Throughout these interviews, you'll be introduced to some amazing women of God. These are real women sharing their very real stories and experiences with fear, doubt, and shame, and how they overcame them. Together, we want to help you detox your thoughts, debunk the lies, and transform your life. Freedom is yours for the taking. While this event was created by Christian women for Christian women, this is a judgment-free zone where everyone is welcome. Think of these sessions as less of a finger-wagging soliloquy and more of a conversation between friends that we're inviting you to join in on. I'm so excited to hear about the growth, ahas, and transformation that come from this week's summit. Listen in. Welcome back to the Fear and Doubt Detox and Audio Summit. I'm so excited to be joined today by my sister, Day Hayes, who is such an amazing force and vessel of God. Now, you might know Day from her podcast, but that is just the tip of the iceberg. I will give her some time in just a moment to do a formal introduction and tell you all of the different ways in which she's impacting the kingdom. But today we're going to get started and we're going to have a transparent and informal conversation about replacing fear with authority and embracing your God-given voice in life's transitions. All right, Day, tell everyone who doesn't know how amazing you are yet who you are.
Thank you so much for that introduction. Even in that introduction, you're just reminding and reaffirming for me my own identities. I am a mother of three beautiful babies under the age of 3. I'm a stay-at-home mom as well, homeschooler, and a wife. But aside from all of those really cool, busy hats that I get to wear, I am a daughter of Christ. And God has really blessed my voice, and He has allowed me to amplify other mothers' voices and stories through podcasting, where I host a podcast called Mind Your Own Motherhood. And we focus and talk about everything in the maternal mental health space, about how God uses us and sits with us in that space, as well as marriage. And so I'm just really excited to share this space with you and maybe shed a little bit of light on some resources and my own personal story with replacing fear and doubt with my authority from Christ.
I love that. So the first question that comes to mind for me, and I think it's Holy Spirit inspired, right? But I would love for you to take a step back before we dive into your story and how you began to embrace your authority and your voice. Tell us a little bit more about how you came up with this title.
So funny thing is, when God gives you an assignment, He typically starts off with a random name. And so actually about a year and a half ago, God gave me this title, Mom Bar. And He said, you need to make it an LLC. And I was like, God, first off, that don't sound like that's from you. Because what does a bar and motherhood have to do with each other? But I reflect on now, hindsight, that the concept of Mom Bar was raising the bar in motherhood through Jesus Christ. And so I went and I was obedient and I got my LLC. And He said that I was going to be amplifying voices of moms in my own motherhood journey. So I started the podcast, and the podcast was first originally titled The Mom Bar Podcast. And it actually wasn't until within the last 8 months that God said, actually, the name of your podcast is Mind Your Own Motherhood, and the business is Mom Bar. And so at first, it's so funny when we talk about fear and doubt, I was like, oh God, but did I not understand your directions? You told me Mom Bar. And God said, no, you did go do my instructions and you moved forward with obedience. Do not stress yourself about changing a name title. And so that's just even there, a gem to share. You don't have to have the full scope of a thing to move forward and do that thing. And so we went through a name change and everybody still continued to listen. Yeah, that's how that title came about, was God dropping it in my heart, God telling me to move in a direction. And I just moved in that direction. And then when he said to pivot with a name title, I pivoted with the name title. And it really took me just spending time with him to hear from him to get those instructions.
I love that. And it makes me think of a quote from Myron Golden that I heard the other day. And he says, your desire to know everything is preventing you from doing anything. And that in and of itself is keeping you stuck. And I was like, oh, wow. And I have to pull my edges like that. Okay. And I think so many of our listeners can relate to that, because there are times when they might experience fear, doubt, or shame. Many of the themes that we're talking about in the summit. And they use it, instead of to tap into their faith, they use it to tap into doubt. And it keeps them stuck. And they question themselves and they ask, did I really hear from the Lord? Should I really have applied for that job? Should I have done this or that? And so I think it was really important that you honed in on that.
Absolutely. Shame can show up in so many ways. And it's really just, it's just a tool of the enemy to get us to think that we are being deceived. That's what happened literally in Genesis. It was one question that brought about the first feeling of shame and doubt and fear.
So walk us through your experience. I know that many of our listeners, myself included, have experienced fear. That's not a foreign concept. They have experienced doubt. Again, not a foreign concept. But how has your relationship with God, as it's evolved and matured over the years, and just your better understanding of his character and his word, helped you replace fear with authority and really embrace your God-given voice?
So the funny thing with this is, and I'm sure most of the listeners can relate to this, is that we are not the type of people that don't follow instruction. If you give us an instruction, we're probably pretty good at spot on doing what we're told to do. And that's the thing with God. He's not going to tell you everything to do, especially not all at once. And it was actually my responsibility to unlearn the desire of knowing everything as well as being a performer. And a little bit about me and my story in terms of performing. I was the high achieving child. I am the eldest daughter. I am the eldest granddaughter. I've had all of these roles of being the first and leading the way in the charge, not always with a blueprint, but it wasn't until, to be quite frank, until becoming a mother that I realized that my high achievements, my ability to trudge forward and go towards something that I want to achieve or that I feel like I want to achieve, truly came from me wanting to please people. And so realizing that through therapy and recognizing that was something that was extremely crippling to me when I did not achieve in the way that I thought I would achieve in my journey of motherhood, where I actually lost my firstborn in 2019. And as you could imagine, there was so much doubt, shame, worry, guilt, and questions that I had of myself. But it was through me actually leaning into all of that and giving it to God and not really knowing who else to give it to anyways, where I learned that I did not have to live in shame or guilt or fear or doubt, and that I did not have to please anyone. And I thank God for my family that I have, because it was through God's love that he charged them with loving me in such a way that I learned that this performing of myself for so many years was completely unnecessary. And God didn't need that. He didn't need me to be perfect. He didn't need me to perform. He didn't need me to show up in any type of way. He just needed me as myself, as my broken self, as my imperfect self. And going through that transition in my life, I think of it now as a place where I can create an altar of God. And I do that frequently, reflecting on what that felt like for me, not the shame, the doubt, and the fear, but releasing that fear and how God covered me with so much love through that season of my life.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know I've told you this in private, but I just want to repeat again, because every time you share your story with me, I really appreciate your transparency, your openness, your vulnerability. I can only imagine that as you share the story of your child, feelings come up, right? And I know that you've worked through those feelings in therapy and with God, but I want to share my condolences with you. And I want to just thank you for being brave and honest and courageous, just as God has commanded us, and sharing that with our audience, because I know it's for somebody, right? We know that God wastes nothing. So I know that was intentional and for someone. As you were sharing that piece, two things came up for me. So the first thing I want to talk through is you said the dreaded like T word, you said therapy, right? You didn't just say, oh, this came as a result of me sitting with God, and then I met this revelation, which I'm sure is part of it. But it's been my experience, at least within the African-American and Afro-Latino communities, that therapy is like a four-letter word. Like, you just don't say it. It's not the option. Go read your Bible and you'll get better. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience coupling therapy with God to go on this journey towards healing?
Absolutely. I had never even entertained the thought of therapy. I associated therapy with this idea that there was something mentally wrong with me and that I was mentally broken. But to be extremely transparent and honest, I experienced postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. I didn't know that was even possible post-pregnancy. I had no idea. No one ever talked to me about what that looked like. And even as I opened up more about my healing journey in therapy and faith and speaking to my own mother, she actually experienced that herself. And when I finally got to a point where I was like, God, I believe in you and I know that you're going to restore me, but I need something else to help me practically work through this transition in my life, God said, find a therapist. And I love my therapist. Most recently, I've actually had to separate therapy because we've become such close friends. She is actually a womb therapist and she's a woman of God. And she knew all of the things that I had experienced and how to navigate through them. And so she really helped me build my confidence. It didn't feel like therapy, to be honest with you. It felt like talking to someone who saw me just for my broken self and was okay sitting with me through what I was experiencing. And I know that a lot of people are like, no, I don't want to tell anybody my business, because I think that's truly what it is. You don't want to be judged for sharing your business. But when you get to a place where your business is just a complete mess and you cannot clean it up, it's okay to have somebody else help you clean it up. It's okay to share with someone what it is you're experiencing. And therapy completely changed my life. I coupled that with my faith. And I don't want to just say faith as in I was only having conversations with God. No, I was doing devotionals. I was reading faith-filled books from pastors. I was writing sermons to myself. I was literally preaching to myself about this healing that I desired after diving deep into the word of God. Even if I didn't feel the truth of what he was saying, I would speak to myself in such a way that I was building myself up with the word of God. I even use workbooks, which I'll share a little bit later how that helped me. That was based in cognitive behavioral therapy. And that really taught me to completely reclaim my authority with thinking about my thoughts in such a way that I could rewire my brain about this trauma that I experienced and use it to actually create a testimony. And so there's so many forms of therapy, because even me reading those books or me journaling, so to speak, through writing my own sermons, those are different forms of therapy. And I think that we should just all really expand our minds on what therapy looks like for us, because it may not be talk therapy.
That's so good. And I think that's why it's so important that we show up in the marketplace, because there is a way that you are going to be able to not only bring his light into the marketplace by sharing your story and your testimony, but you're also going to be able to bring that experience and help set someone else free. I think all too often there's this misconception that in order to show up and be effective and do God's work and create, partner with Him to help people get free and create a transformation, you have to be doing it inside of the church. But even as you shared, working with your therapist, she's a God-filled woman using her gifts from God, coupled with, you know, her knowledge, things that she's accumulated from certificates and going to medical school and all those things. She's combining that in order to bring about change and transformation in people's lives. So I think that's so great. Another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, just going back to your first statement, was in your experience, whether within your own life or within the lives of the mothers that you coach and communicate with, how have you seen people pleasing and validation impact someone's voice?
That is such the reason why I do the work that I do, to be honest with you. Fear and doubt are literally, I feel like, the biggest tools of the enemy to attack our voices. I will never forget the moment where I recognized that my voice was the area of the kingdom of God and here on earth that I was going to be able to use and encourage people. And the way that I realized that was I had a nightmare of literally a spirit sitting on my throat trying to prevent me from speaking. And after waking up from that spiritual attack, I realized, oh no, I've got to speak. Like, this is a part of why I am here on earth and why I experienced what I experienced. And so many of the mothers that I come into contact with, they have this before and after effect of motherhood. Typically, they are the woman who was extremely confident within themselves. They accomplished a lot. They had their plan. Their prayers have always pretty much been answered. They've gone through dips and dives, but they've been able to have such a fortified faith with God. But then they become a mother and it's like everything gets questioned. Everything gets shifts in their identity. And to be honest with you, I think that the shift comes from the need for us to reach a new level of dependence on God. It requires a new level of dependence that we are unfamiliar with. Up until the point of motherhood, most of us feel like, oh, I have partnered with God. God has chosen me as a partner. In those early stages of motherhood, you're not really a partner, you're a recipient. And it's really challenging to rest in being a recipient. And choosing to be a recipient sometimes means to choose to be still and to be silent, even when you've probably been a primary voice for so long. But your voice has to rest. You have to rest so that when God does prepare you to pour into not just other people, but your family, that you can do it in such a way that it is building your family and those connected to you up in a way that reflects God's glory. I hope that answered the question. I feel like that was a really loaded question, so I hope that answers it.
That more than answered it, lady. Thank you. So a few things came up for me as you were just talking. The first thing that I want to talk about is I want to go back to what you just said about the recipient. When you said recipient, I automatically thought of cultural terms like strong friend, strong one, self-sufficient. Can you talk us through why it's so hard to be a recipient?
Our self-sufficiency is rooted in our false identity. When we associate our identity with the external means of what has come from what we've done, it's really difficult when you have maybe, I'll give a great example. My 2-year-old, love her down. She's amazing. She is literally a mirror reflection of me in terms of behavior, speech, all of the things. However, I find it most challenging and almost will judge myself and not receive grace of God when she has a meltdown, which typically is probably not a reflection of anything I've done. She may just be sleepy, hungry, or not able to share her emotions with me in such a way that I can help her. And a lot of those times, I share that example because a lot of those times we are judging ourselves by, oh, but I did X, Y, and Z. Why am I not getting the results of A, B, C? But that's because it's not about what you do, but who you choose to be internally. And that self-sufficiency and misplacing of our misunderstanding of our identity leads to us misplacing God. And we have to position God. We have to be God-sufficient. We have to choose to surrender totally and completely to everything, even if that means God telling you, God being your parent, and you receiving him as your parent and telling you how to parent. And so it's just misunderstanding your identity. And that's why it's so important to open up the Bible to not only learn about God. I think that there's a, how can I put it? There's clear and obvious tools and research on understanding God. However, I think that a missing link for the majority of the world and a lot of the depression and anxiety and things that people are battling right now is not because they don't understand God, but they don't understand who God has called them to be. They don't understand how God sees them. They don't receive how much God loves them.
And that's the prerequisite to finding your voice. You have to find your identity, which is rooted in him. The other thing I wanted to circle back to is the spiritual attack. I know your gifts. I know your level of discernment. But for that person who might not be able to see or experience things in the spiritual realm yet, what does a spiritual attack look like in the physical when the enemy is trying to stifle your voice or quiet you completely?
That's a really great question. And my discernment in understanding that truly comes from recognizing where God speaks to me most. And what I'll say is, in the attacks from the enemy on our voice, a lot of times it will feel like you're choked up or there's something stuck in your throat that you just can't get out. That's how it will come up. It'll feel like a pressure on your chest. Sometimes it may even feel like you're at a loss for the words to respond to the thing that you're presented with. And those are three major ones, but the primary way to recognize that, if you've not been able to acknowledge that you're under spiritual attack, is being aware of your body, how your body responds to things. That's something that I learned about during therapy as well, was just like feeling my body. Where do I feel tenseness in my body? Where am I feeling like I'm clenching up? Do I need to relax my jaw? Do I need to breathe? Do a couple of breath work? I did breath work therapy as well. Can I do a breathing pattern that like slows me down and invites the Holy Spirit into me to give me the peace that I need? And so I hope that helps, because I know that talks of like attacks of the enemy and demons, like that sounds very aloof. Let's be clear, it's very real. But when you can recognize your body, because our bodies are made in the image of God as well. Yes, we're flesh, but we feel things. When you can recognize that, you can probably pinpoint where you're being attacked. And typically, where you are being attacked is the place where God wants you to use, and that's why the enemy is attacking you.
So I know you have a framework. How can we start to embrace our God-given voice? What does that look like?
God gave me this framework in 2019. In 2020, when I was navigating my loss, and I never shared it, ever. This is the first time I'll be able to actually share it. What I did share at that time, I know now looking back, was I did an audio series. It wasn't a podcast, because I didn't know that God was calling me to podcasting in 2020. It was three guided meditations for moms who were experiencing loss. And later on, God shared with me the framework is to speak it. So you have to speak the word of God over your life. You have to say it out loud. There is a specific anointing on the vibrations and the vocals in our voice. People are assigned to your voice. And that's why the word says it's by your testimony in the blood of Jesus that people come to know God. So you have to speak it. And then the next thing is that you have to also make sure that you're seeking it. And when I say seeking, it's seeking God as your resource and allowing yourself to completely be dependent on Him. And then God will allow you to secure it. And the securing of a thing is not necessarily something tangible, but it's having this secured attachment and assurance that God will never leave you. You are fighting from a place of victory. God has gone before you. And everything that is happening in your life is working for not just God's glory, but for yours as well. And the last one, which this is the season I'm in now, and I'm glad God brought me through that season with this framework. The last one is sustain it. So many times we get these blessings and they seem almost perfect, but we've not been matured enough in our walk with Christ to actually sustain the expansion that we receive. And sometimes we may drop the ball, and that dropping the ball season is okay, because you can literally go right back over that framework. You can speak it, boldly proclaiming what God's word has said. You can seek it, continuing to seek God, even if it doesn't look like what you just spoke. You just continue to seek God to do His part and do what He said He's going to do. You're going to secure it with a secured attachment of your confidence, your newfound confidence, no longer in yourself, but in the confidence of God that His word never fails. And then God will give you what you need to sustain that blessing.
Amen. I receive it on behalf of the listeners. I receive it on behalf of myself. I love that. And one of the things that I'm learning about God is that it's not rocket science. Like, He makes things so simple and practical that sometimes for me personally, it's scary, because I'm like, no, it has to be more steps. Like, how did I not know this before? There has to be more steps. So if there's anyone that feels reluctant to embrace those steps and the simplicity, we just speak against that in the name of Jesus. One of the things that Day and I touched and agreed on before we even hopped on today's session was just the fact that God would use this session to open both the hearts and the minds of the listeners so that they can get free. One of the things that I talk about a lot is the fact that while God is known for being a miracle worker and a healer of the body, He does that very same thing with the mind. We just don't always acknowledge it because it's not as tangible. While you can see Him repair a limb or cure someone of cancer, sometimes we forget to thank Him for setting us free from fear, giving us the boldness and the boldness and courage that He commands of us in Joshua. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that with us, Day.
No problem. I just know with certainty that the enemy is very nervous in this season of so many people coming to Christ and understanding that they are victors. And so I'm just glad that God is choosing to use us.
For that simple reminder. Now, I know how awesome you are. Tell them a little bit more about how they can stay connected with you and your free gift.
Absolutely. I am so excited for what God is releasing through me in this season. Mentioned before, those attacks on my voice, God has made it abundantly clear to me that I am to help other moms who are looking to share their voice. And we'll actually be launching a Pod at Home Mom Workshop, which is going to be a 3-day intensive. But before we even get into 3-day intensives or anything of that sort, I'm going to actually be sharing specifically with this community, the attendees, the Idea to Impact playbook. And it's going to help you really hear from God specifically about the plan that He has for you, and to discern and to also create that spiritual warfare strategy before you even get started. So that way you are protecting your seed from the very, very beginning. And so I can't wait for you guys to digest this information, for me to walk alongside you with this information, because this is a new project. And this was also a title from God. It blew my mind that the domain was even available. And that's how I also knew that this was from God. So it is the Pod at Home Mom Blueprint. But this community specifically will have access to the Idea to Impact playbook that is associated with the workshop.
I'm so excited about that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, lady. Outside of downloading your free gift, where can we find you? Do you hang out on socials? Should we just hop on your website? How can we stay connected?
So it's so funny. I actually just got introduced to Threads, which I really like right now. And I say right now, but I am actually on Instagram. My Instagram name is MYOM. Pod, P-O-D, that is no spaces, and it is the same name on Threads. I'm most active in those spaces, and you can find all of the things there. And if you want to know a little bit more about, maybe you're not interested in being a podcaster, but you need some prayer and some Bible study, and you want to connect to faith-based moms who are just trying to navigate motherhood with Christ, you can hop on over to themombar.co, that's themombar.co.
Awesome. And you can also find Day's paid products inside of our marketplace. Definitely take a look inside of there and support our speakers. These are amazing women of God who have graciously donated their time. They've sown their time into the Fear and Detox Summit. And so one way in which you can show up for them and support them is just to check out the marketplace and see if there's something that can help you with your unique challenges and situations right now. I don't believe that anything in there is just there by happenstance, but instead I believe that it's there to meet the needs of this community. So thanks for checking it out.